USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said Monday he does not think the United States will experience a recession. Former Treasury Department spokesperson under President Trump, Monica Crowley on Fox News, says Biden and his cabinet are trying to change the definition of recession.
Well, like every good dictatorship, this crew is trying to manipulate the language in order to manipulate public perception away from what is actually happening. I mean, this kind of language manipulation is very, very much on point for this kind of regime.
Two quarters of negative growth equal a recession. A 16-year-old California teenager has made history. Cal Currier became the youngest person ever to sail the Atlantic Ocean west to east all by himself, completing the record-breaking feat after traveling 4,000 miles from start to finish. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen.
As Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband invested millions of dollars in NVIDIA chip manufacturing before the vote on the Hill to manufacture chips in America, she claims she never gave her husband insider information. Four others are now feeling the insider trading pinch.
The Securities and Exchange Commission filed charges in four separate insider trading schemes Monday. Michael Brodeck, FBI special agent in charge of the criminal division of the New York field office, emphasizes the gravity of these crimes.
Today's charges should serve as a vivid reminder of two things. First, insider trading continues to plague our financial markets. And second, the FBI and our partners remain steadfast in our pursuit of those who seek to engage in it.
The four separate schemes amount to more than $6.8 million in illegal earnings. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russia's TASS state news agency is reporting a chess-playing robot grabbed the finger of its 7-year-old opponent and broke it during last week's Moscow Chess Open tournament. The robot took one of the boy's pieces and then grabbed his finger as he attempted to make a move. TASS said the Chess Federation had rented the robot that appeared in many previous events without incident. The boy was able to play again the next day and finish the tournament with his finger in a cast. Democrat Vice President Al Gore, the VP climate doomsayer, said the end of the world was September 13, 1988. He said the righteous would soon disappear into the air while the rest of humanity was doomed to suffer. That was roughly 34 years ago. Al Gore was wrong and continues to be wrong every day since the fall of 1988. Now in a crass resurrection on the NBC News platform, Gore has compared climate deniers to the cops in Uvalde, Texas, listening to kids get murdered.
This is time for all of us to step up. You know, the climate deniers are really in some ways similar to all of those almost 400 law enforcement officers in Uvalde, Texas, who were waiting outside an unlocked door while the children were being massacred. They heard the screams, they heard the gunshots, and nobody stepped forward.
Since Earth Day 1970, there have been roughly two dozen wrong apocalyptic predictions. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.